Welcome to Entrepreneurs of Playbook. I'm David Meltzer, and I am amped. And that's because I have the COO and the Chief Product Officer of AMP, and it's an interactive fitness company, which is a very hot and interesting space. And I have my friend Amir Levinon here, and of course, our friend Shohar Cohen. Welcome, gentlemen, to the Playbook.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
For your advice.
Obviously, interactive fitness has been around kind of like AI longer than most people know. There's been a lot. Obviously, I worked for the most notable sports agency in the world with Lee Steinberg. So we saw a lot of different interactive tools to train, especially professional athletes. But it seemed like COVID really brought interactive fitness into the mass appeal. And we all know what brands had elevated the awareness to how much fun it could be to exercise and play at the same time. For you, where did your start in the interactive fitness place begin?
You want to take it? Well, we, first of all, we're all strength training obsessed. So okay. People who came in to create this company, we just love strength training. We believe in it. We believe it's not just fun, but a great way to lead a healthy lifestyle and even drive longevity. It's the most widely applicable modality out there next to running and walking. Like anyone should be doing some form of resistance training. So that's sort of the genesis of it. And then you're right, during COVID, it all peaked, but we joined together about 4 years ago, just under 4 years ago, with our founder, Shalom, and really started charting out this path for what would be the mass market solution for interactive digital smart fitness. And we just didn't find anything out there that was it, honestly. We can go into what exactly it was. And of sure. course, during COVID, it all really...
Well, within the strength side of things, the amount of weight and consistency and resistance training wasn't there. And so I imagine as engineers and product development people, you were kind of looking at what was missing in the space and how to make it more interactive.
Yes.
And Shohar, you're more on the product side, correct?
I'm on the physical product side.
Yeah. So what were you seeing in the space at the time that you guys thought you could create a better mousetrap for?
So at the time, and you know, when COVID strikes, so the need was very clear. Like people need a solution to work out at home, and a lot of different digital product came out to the market and built a very nice solution. But all of them was either very expensive or very bulky, or you know, a lot of feature that you don't really need, like different type of a Swiss knife. And we said, okay, now when the need is very clear. And this, you know, period of COVID at some point will end. And let's try to look 5 years from now and to the future and say, okay, what will be the solution that people will actually really need and want to use in their houses and will be accessible and affordable for everyone? Because you cannot afford some people can, but a lot of people cannot afford 5,000, you know, US dollar machine that do a lot of things, but most of the people don't really need them. So we tried to came up with a solution that fit for, I want to say 80% of the market at least. Okay. So we like took off or throw out of the window everything that is not, you know, a necessity. So it will serve you for 100% of your needs in, you know, in case you want to train at home and do your workout alongside the gym, the Pilates, whatever it is, and to combine it with a nice, sleek, smart fitness app, which Amir will explain in a minute what is it exactly, and to build the right architecture of product that can, you know, basically give a solution for everyone. So this is how we came up with this machine, with a year and a half of research of, you know, what really needs to be in this solution. And
so it was a deep soul searching. Like
I was
really
going to say, the COO, he has a vision, but you're the product guy. So you got to actually make it real.
Yeah. I think Shaha's describing like a really deep process of like, what do people really need? Like you got to think about the user needs. You got to focus on your target audience. Like who do we really think needs this? And what do they need, right? And like, then looking around, we're looking at consumer trends, looking at what's out there, substitutes, alternatives, other competitive products. A lot of the stuff is just not needed. So we looked at, you know, people need to be engaged. when you want to pick something up like fitness or, you know, better lifestyle that's more well, you got to be consistent, right? You got to push yourself. You will not do that unless you're engaged. So one of the things that are at our DNA, I would say, is gamification. Gamification's number one at AMP. And the second thing that's really, really important to us is to use bleeding tech to drive personalization. Like, your journey is different from my journey, right? And your journey is not just different from mine. It's going to change every week. If you go really well at your workout, you know, the next workout should change. And your insights will help you realize that. We started from a really sleek, beautiful solution that you would want in your living room. We want the piece to be something you want to show off, not something you hide away and tuck away in your garage or that spare bedroom. And we have some users who are installing AMP at their one-bedroom apartment in New York, right there in the living room.
Nice.
And then the second thing is really focusing on engineering, which is Shaha's really core competency, and like really not compromising. That's a very, you've known this. You've been an entrepreneur and in business. Like, usually the go-to is like, well, it's a home product, so let's compromise on quality and make it cheaper. That's not what we would tolerate, because this is your personal fitness habit and needs to be state-of-the-art engineering. So we're very, very proud of the machine and the resistance. And once you feel it, we always say, like, you got to get people to feel it. It looks great, but once you feel it, you're just amazed.
And it's all resistance training.
Yes.
Strength training.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Resistance training. We've got different modalities, like...
And you utilize the app without a screen or screen in.
Yes, yes. So we developed an app. My background at Apple and at Facebook is software products. That's what I do and it's what I love. And we set out to build an app that was simple, smart, and fun. And... that's easy to say, hard to do. So it's been years in the making, and we're really proud of it. And there's more features coming all the time. And we've got a great team of software developers and designers and product managers. And yeah, the app works wirelessly with the machine, so it connects. As soon as you pull out your phone, it's a bring your own device concept.
Yeah,
we love our phones. You pick up your phone the first thing when you wake up, right? You're very familiar with it. So we love that. And phones today really have the bleeding tech in them. You've got great camera system, great processors, memory, and all that. So you pull it out, it connects like AirPods, really. It's that easy. You could put it in your pocket or put it on our shelf and charge your phone while you're working out. And it guides you through the workout, tells you exactly what to do, counts your reps, tells you what weight to put on, progresses you. If we think you're crushing it, we'll add a little bit of weight to it. And we make it fun. There's like gamification moments that make working out not boring.
And it's all full body workout?
Yes.
Does it give you a training schedule as well?
It's like ultra personalized experience.
And where are you guys at as far as the market? Where is it? At what level is it distribution-wise?
So the first drop of containers should arrive to the States in a week and a half from now. So very exciting days for us on the operation side.
Yeah. Price point?
$1,795 for the machine, which gets you the beautiful, high-quality machine. All the accessories, which is five accessories that allow you to work your full body and every muscle in your body, and a white glove delivery and installation service that we do.
Wow.
Which is a big value.
Countrywide?
US-wide.
Yeah.
We're taking pre-orders right now. There's a campaign that we launched about 2 months ago, and it's been going insane. So we got a lot of pre-orders, and we've started fulfilling like very, very soon. And we started, you know, as demand goes. So we go into the markets where the demand is highest, and we're very excited. And
where should they go to pre-order it?
Ampfit.com.
Ampfit.com. And I assume there's some great videos on the website we can 100%. See.
And I'd strongly recommend checking us out on Instagram as well.
Are you raising money?
It's a good question.
Not right now.
All right. Well, when you're interested, a great show, RegCF would be great for this type of product.
Awesome.
We've raised a lot of money with called Go Fund Yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And integrated with Market.live, so TikTok shop. So not only can the public invest, you know, $100 each, but they can buy the product as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's investment and product. And I think it's perfect for you guys as well. And I get what you're saying. I've been in this industry a long time, and it sounds exactly what the one thing that you said that was different than anyone else. You know, obviously resistance is hard in home resistant training is hard in this interactive space, but the class and style of not hiding it in your garage. There's big brands out there that you don't want to put in the living room.
Yes.
And so it's a fascinating opportunity for a lot of people. And so go to amp.fit.
ampfit.com.
Ampfit.com. Ampfit, A-M-P-F-I-T.com. And I'm going to pre-order mine as soon as we get home tonight. It sounds exactly like I literally have been looking for resistance in my home because I just don't have time to go to the gym anymore. And I have a climber. It's that C-L-I-M-B-R.
Yeah.
Buggy is great, great tool. Mm-hmm. So buggy. And I'm looking for something to provide.
Unless the experience is polished and flawless, consumers, rightfully so, they don't have time, right? Yeah.
And other things are just so narrow in their focus, and we know what those brands are.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't give you a full body workout, and resistance training does the most for us.
This is really for everyone.
It's so awesome. Great. Well, congratulations to both of you. We have other shows, like I said, and we have much more to do together. I appreciate you guys coming by the win at CES. I always look for the best companies, and you guys coming from this space for 35 years, super impressive. Can't wait to be a part of it. Thank you both for joining me. Go to ampfit.com. Amir and Shohar, thank you for joining me. This is David Meltzer with Entrepreneurs, The Playbook.